Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, with that, let's hit the big three stories of the day. And there is a lot of stuff going on.
Time for Dukes and Bell, top three. The top three stories of the day.
Can I count it all?
I don't want to put you on the spot to do the headlines thing. I know you get embarrassed about that.
No, I don't get embarrassed. It's just that everybody uses it over and over again. And then I did the big three. And then, you know, I
could have had you say, Randy, let's hit some.
Let's hit some big three. That's what I thought it was. I got caught up in the big three, but it's not that.
It's let's hit some headlines, as Carl would say.
You know how I said it, Squid Billy.
Yeah, you say, let's hit some big three.
But it's not that. You don't say, let's hit some. You say, big three. That's how you say it.
Time for Dukes and Bell, top three. The top three stories of the day.
Can I count it
off? All right. Justin Hardy is going to be a Falcon for another year at least, or at least he's going to be invited to camp, and he'll make money through camp. Yeah. He will be on the roster if they decide to pick up another wide receiver. Kenyon Barner was signed about 10 days ago to be a kick return specialist for the Falcons. We don't do much in the punt game, so why are the Falcons holding on to Justin
Hardy?
Well,
maybe, Mike, you say we don't do much. We don't, speaking of you, don't do much in the punt game because he doesn't run the ball. You know, they don't, you know, they never. And then, you know, a lot of it can do with, you know, the holding up of the gunners. The punt return protection or whatever. So, I mean, again. I want him to do well. Don't get me wrong. I want him to do well. I'm just going by what we have seen, Mike. We see him. He's usually the Z receiver. When they don't want Julio in on a run play, they short motion him in, and he digs out number four. That's usually what he does.
Now, Justin Hardy's a guy that has had touchdowns. He had about two last year, five the last two seasons in 17 in the game when Julio and Sanu went out against Buffalo. He did actually get in the end zone in that game. So, I mean, like when he's asked to do the job, he has proved he can handle it. Vaughn McClure, who still blocks me on Twitter, on ESPN.com.
What's your name?
Saying that 27 passes, 257 yards, 6 touchdowns on 40 targets in his Falcon career. Pretty good in the third down numbers. So do you feel there's value there, or do you think that Russell Gage could be that guy, or we might actually draft somebody like a Mecole Hardman?
Well, the thing with Russell Gage is he is going to be a special team dynamo. I think that's what they brought him in for.
Seventh round from LSU.
Yeah, I think they really
year.
Brought him in to be a guy that covers kicks and everything. I don't see him – I mean, no, I don't want to say I don't see him because I don't know what he's doing in his offense. If he's doing – right this offseason, Mike, he should be working on his craft and getting to a point where I can compete for one of these.
And again, it's nothing against Justin Hardy. It's just he's kind of had the chance to be – he's not as good as Harry Douglas was as a third wide receiver.
No, he's not.
Right?
He's not. Definitely not.
And that's the argument there. Would you maybe want to see somebody else get a shot at it? Russell Gage is continuing to work. You know, he has some drops, but he also has some catches as he's learning in the NFL game.
I'm not going to say – I saw him make a couple tough catches in clutch time. Good for him. Mm. I'm talking about I need it over and over and over again, man.
Right.
And again – I want him to do well because if he's doing well, that means he's returning kicks, Mike. But we have not seen that. And my thing is, when you look at returners who don't return kicks, is he being told that on the sideline? Because a lot of times, and I'll be honest with you, when you have that kind of offense, get the ball in Matt Ryan's hands, fair catch, everything. So,
well, I mean, I don't know why you're going to fire Keith Armstrong other than, again, we gave up a lot of big plays. We gave up some blocked punts last year. But Armstrong moves on. If that's what Dan wants, being conservative, I hate the fact that I said it, you know, in the Falcon report. When you're at a game at Mercedes-Benz, if somebody on the other team's in punt formation, that's the time you hit the men's room or you grab a beer because nothing happens.
Right.
But I see other teams where things do happen. And we've had guys like Devin Hester. You know, we take it all the way back. We had guys like Tim Dwight. We had guys who were able to make plays in the kickoff. Kickoff, I know, is dying now. Everyone's just throwing it in the back of the end zone. Yeah. But the punt game, I think we should get more out of.
I agree with you. But again, sometimes, and I've been on the sideline, it happened a lot when we lost Sproles in San Diego. Just get the ball in Phillips' hands. Fair catch everything. Put up offense on the field. I'm sure that sometimes the Falcons think like that also.
But Hardy, like Roberts before him, as he was as a free agent, bad decisions in the 10. The 10 is the critical. Where are you letting it bounce or are you going to grab it?
How many times
do we have awful field position
heels
last
at 10.
Year?
Heels at 10. Now, if it goes over your head, that's not your fault. As long as your heels are at 10. So.
So Kenyon Barner will come in and do that role. We'll see if they do address it in the draft. One thing that Randy pointed out earlier, you like the way Justin Hardy run blocks.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what they bring him in for. That's what they
so if you see him out there, you know it's a run play.
Has it not been? It'll be a play. Or they'll run a gimmick off of it where he'll run a little over route and they hit Marvin Hall for the deep post.
All right.
It's either going to be one of those two. Every single time he's in, Mike. Every single time.
We have one of the best run-blocking wide receiver core. The problem was our running backs couldn't get out of the backfield last year, so we couldn't see the wide receivers doing the run-blocking down the field, right?
Yeah.
Well, we have a new line, hopefully more physical. We'll talk more about that tomorrow on the Falcon Report with Randy. Story number two also in the NFL, and that's about Justin Houston signing a contract. They went younger in Kansas City. They're going to go do it through the draft. They did bring Honey Badger in, but they moved on from Dee Ford, who signed with the Niners. And then you got Justin Houston signing now with the Colts. At age 30, Randy, you like him, but he just can't stay healthy.
That's the biggest thing, is that he can't stay healthy, Mike. And when he's on the field, he's an impact player. And you saw the limited times that he was in the game against the Patriots. He was getting after it, you know what I'm saying? But it's just Tom Brady. He gets the ball, get rid of the ball so fast. But I think it's a great pickup by Indy. Actually, when you look at the young defense that they have, Leonard, I mean, he's a one-man tackling machine.
Right.
But the one thing they did, they didn't get consistent pressure on the quarterback.
The Colts have got a lot of money to spend. You don't have to spend all your money. You got to spend 89% of your cap space. But that's a nice – if he can stay healthy, that's a hell of a pickup for the Colts, who obviously want to go deeper than they did in the playoffs this last year. Now that Andrew Luck is back and being healthy. All right, third story, we got the Hawks tonight taking on the Jazz. Their one appearance here at State Farm. And earlier, we heard from Lloyd Pierce talking about, you know, look, we are eliminated from the playoffs. We thought maybe if John Collins had been healthy from the jump and maybe had a quicker chance to make that chemistry happen with Trae Young, maybe would have been buyers at the trade deadline, or you don't. You still?
I don't think so.
Well, here's Lloyd. You know, they still bummed that they're out of the playoffs.
In a lot of ways, it's not that important. When we get to a point where we feel like we can place expectations on our team, there's a lot of growth and development that we have to go through, and we're just not there right now.
The good news is you're still five games in the loss column ahead of the Mavericks. I know. How do you feel, Randy? I like the momentum now, but I want to see us augment this team with free agents. So I'd love to see Travis Schlenk get those two picks this year, not have to wait till next year.
I think
year.
That's the biggest thing. And you got 10 games left, Mike. A lot of them against playoff teams that are jockeying for a position.
Right.
And where you're at as a team, Travis Schlenk said, I think it was last week, they're thinking about speeding up now because they think they're a year away. You know what I'm saying? A year ahead of the possible rebuild. So if you can get those two top picks, why not try to go get those guys? And then I think this summer, you're not going to be in a Kevin Durant sweepstakes or Kyrie or one of those guys, but you can find a mid-level veteran that you can put in with these guys.
By the way, right now, if the ping pong balls and the odds play out, we'd be picking fifth and sixth because we've got the Mavericks who are like breathing right down our throats, unfortunately, for that. And if you don't remember, it's a protected pick. If the Mavericks are worse than us, we lose the pick. It rolls over to next season. And then it could be anywhere in the top 30, I should say. All right, guys, one other story about the Bravos. Not good today. Austin Riley hit a home run. That's good. A guy that we're looking at to see as a starter is Kyle Wright. He got shellacked. Gave up a bunch of runs, but you're saying this is just one game. You take the totality of spring training, he's been pretty good.
Yeah, he's been all right.
You're not really excited about all these
rookies. No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not because I'm tired of hearing about them. All right? I'm ready. Either you pitch them and let them grow on the job or let them get beat up on the job or you get rid of them.
I'm with you.
And get rid of them and bring somebody else in that can help.
You know, the idea, I've read all these articles about, you know, this guy will be on the bullpen or this. Who's starting? Two starters that are healthy right now.
That's the thing about it, Mike. Who's going to start? It don't even matter what they did. Kyle Wright got rocked. Sean New is walking everybody. But because Folty's out, because guys, we don't know what's going on with him, they're going to have to pitch, right?
Well, the Atlanta Braves are flexible financials.
Financial flexibility.
Financial flexibility.
But, hey, sad damn Sam Freeman. He just moved up there with me and Gwinnett. So I guess something's all right.
Sam Freeman option to AAA. Gwinnett, Randy is right. Kyle Wright did give up a ton of runs today. Six runs, pair of three-run homers got jacked up in two-thirds of work as they lose the Rays. But we did say Austin Riley hit a home run. Max Fried, by the way, speaking of guys that we'll plug in, he says, hey, man, bullpen, starter, you can use me anywhere, coach.
Fastball command is, you know, when I need to throw a strike, it's able to curveball. Was able to throw it behind in the count, been able to work on that slider, and it's been feeling a lot better. So just trying to get reps with it and just be as comfortable as I can get coming into the year. I'm taking the approach of I get the ball. It doesn't matter if it's in the middle of the game or at the start of the game. I want to be able to throw the ball the same.
And, of course, guys, the big, big story today, we talked about it at 520 with the strong arm story today. March Madness in full swing. The only upset that was legit, of course, is Louisville falling to Minnesota. Rick Pitino's kid gets revenge. Well, I mean, look, how many strikes is Rick going to be allowed at Louisville? But anyway, Louisville is out.
You think he'd have called his dad? Hey, Dad, I got him.
That's great job, son.
I got him. Okay, Mike, my man.
I'm right here. I'm in Olympiacos right now. I got a couple of Hot Creek Bros with me. How you doing?
Coach C. Obomen said this to me. He said he watched Justin Hardy at East Carolina. He was an All-American wide receiver that never dropped the ball. The Falcons are not maximizing his talents. He's a very undervalued and needs more targets.
Well, he's not undervalued because we're not overpaying for him
exactly.
to stick
around. Exactly. But, hey, like I said, I remember when they drafted him, people talked about him.
Okay. Squidbillies wants to scream at this texture.
So whose targets you taking away? You going to take some targets away from Julio? You going to take some away from Ridley?
Will you stop it? It's just a texture.
It's just, hey. Coach said he's seen him. I got to take his word for him.
He can't text you anymore.
Hey, yeah. that text is on my Twitter.
It was on my Twitter.
The text, man. That Squidbilly disapproves of on the Solomon Brothers Diamond
Coach,
text line.
I believe you, Coach. If he needs more targets, again, where are they going to take the targets from? If he was balling and he was All-American, you know who wouldn't be here? Muhammad Sanu wouldn't be here. You know who would be the number two receiver, right? Justin Hardy.
The only time Hardy gets targets is like the Buffalo game when other guys are injured. He's been decent in the red zone. I know he has the ability to get in the end zone.
But if he needs more targets and he needs more, I mean.
But I've seen enough of this guy as far as the total package.
You've seen enough of him, but if he can make plays, you got to get the playmaker the ball.
So as far as the Falcons, is he a body? Is he just a guy that's going to be on the roster, or is he going to be able to contribute?
I think he's going to be here, Mike. I like
Dirk Koetter taking over because whatever we got, he's going to maximize the talent. And Dirk knows Justin.
That he does. And another one, the Falcons just put out a video of our guy Ricardo Allen rehabbing on the ladders right now, doing his Lewin's ladder drill. Looks good, man. I'm really hoping that he can be ready by the time the season starts.
All right. Another guy says on the text line, Mike, I hope you have to get that tattoo. Again, Randy is not worried about me getting Vic Beasley tattoo.
But I really want you to get it. Don't get me wrong. I want you to get that on you.
It'll be a Vic Beasley a figure with a uniform on, and it'll be on my left cheek.
How big is it going to be?
I'm not really worried about it, really, because it's never going to happen.
I hope it happens. Please, Vic. And we're talking, postseason or the regular season?
Whenever it goes down. If he gets 10 sacks by Thanksgiving, we're probably in the playoffs. I'll be happy to get that thing on my butt.
What if he gets like 8 during the regular season but gets like 2 in the playoffs?
It's during the regular season. All bets are off after that. 16-game season, Randy. 17 weeks of football. I'll put it up. We have a disclaimer on that, too. Hey, man, Julian Gressel is one of the players who has been really thriving in Frank DeBoer's system, but it's been a grind for United fans to kind of get figure out where this is going. Julian joined us earlier. See what he has to say about the international break and when this team starts scoring some goals.
Leaders lead.
Beautiful team goal by Atlanta United to pull even in the 70th minute.
Guy gives more better deliveries than UPS, man. This guy's money. Julian Gressel joins us right now. It's brought to you by our Georgia Natural Gas. Hot off the presses, Atlanta Soccer Report, number 24, a guy who is really thriving in Frank DeBoer's system. Rookie of the year, 2 seasons back. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Julian, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you guys? What's up?
Good, man.
Doing real good, man. And I know you guys are glad that stretch is over. In your professional career, have you ever been through a stretch like that? And how taxing is it on you, not only physically but mentally?
Yeah, I mean, I remember that the first year, when we had to reschedule some of our games because obviously the Mercedes-Benz wasn't ready. We had a pretty tough stretch in September, I think. That came pretty close to this one. This one was tougher in a way because we had to travel a lot. And obviously, unfortunately, I picked up a little injury on my ankle in the middle of it. So the back end here, those last 3 games have been pretty tough, obviously with the short turnaround and stuff. So I'm pretty happy that we have this this weekend off and then get some time to get some guys some needed rest,
It is Julian Gressel with us, guys, with our United Report brought to you by Georgia Natural Gas. And that's the thing, Julian, no one wants to make excuses, but we've heard from everybody around the country that, it's a grind to get thrown into CONCACAF Champions League while those guys are in the middle of their season. That's not any easier. And by the way, Monterey, I sat down low at field level. Those dudes are big, man.
Yeah, they're a good team, And it was, like you said, they're in the middle of their season, so they have a good amount of, obviously, are fit, they're right in the thick of things. So a midweek game for them is not as tough where they are in their season as it was for us. But like we said, no excuses, I think we could have still left there with a better result, and then that would have given us a real chance at home. But I think the return leg was good, and obviously we didn't have the best start of the season at all, but there's still a lot of games left, so.
Hey, Gress, what is the most important thing to you that this team has to get done in the little, this 2-week window that right now without without Joseph and without PT?
Yeah, we just have to, you know, like I said, I think first and foremost we have to get the rest, you know, and kind of recover from the tough stretch that we had, if that's physically or even mentally, you know. Obviously, the games haven't gone the way we wanted them to, and unfortunately, you know, that's just our situation right now. But if you look at tactics, the tactic side of things, you know, obviously we have to figure out certain things on the field, you know, in order to get better, in order to have better results. This is the perfect time for it, you know, where I think the last 4 weeks we didn't really train, we didn't really have one real training session of coming in, really warming up, really getting after it, and then leaving with a good feeling. You know, it was all like, it was always like more recovering and then already really light tactics towards the next game because you don't want to do too much on the body, you know. So this is the first time where we have some time to actually train and to really focus on of how we want to play and how we want to set up and how we want to look like, or what we want to look like in the future here.
It is Julian Gressel with us, guys, from Atlanta United on the WadeFord.com hotline. And, Julian, I guess because of the new faces, and, again, PT's a different type of athlete than what Miggy does, and we're seeing Miggy doing great things over in Newcastle. It seems like from a fan standpoint, we're just one pass away. Is that just going to be a byproduct of more time and you guys get into a rhythm and then can read each other's movements?
Yeah, you know, I think the change is obviously big with Miggy and Pitty coming in and the new coaching staff and a different system, you know, it, those are not, you know, light or small changes. Those are pretty big changes. I always look at, you know, teams around the world, like Real Madrid, for example. You know, they lost their coach and Cristiano Ronaldo, and they're struggling as well, you know.
Right.
Not comparing us to Real Madrid, but those are kind of the same kind of things that happen, you know, to the best teams in the world. And we're in that boat. But, I think it's just a matter of time, you know. We're getting a bit of better feeling, you know, on the field. I think it's the last few games have been heading in the right direction, you know. And like you said, the results will come because I think we'll keep working hard and we'll keep figuring things out and then we'll get the results and we'll get Pitty and Joseph and you know all these guys more opportunities on goal and more ways to really influence the game.
Julian, how has your role changed, if it has changed, with Frank DeBoer coming in?
It hasn't changed too much, I think. You know, I mean, obviously I've been playing on the right side. You know, they ask certain specific different things, you know, than Tata had asked of me, but I've always been a guy that's adapted pretty quickly. So I try and, you know, do what the coaching staff asks of me, and I think, you know, so far I've done a decent job of it, you know. But if that's, you know, like the last game where I played 60 minutes as a right back, you know, it's no problem for me. I'll do that, and we'll hopefully win the game. You know, things like that. Where I'm just open for whatever role is coming my way, So nothing's really changed for me in that sense.
And I guess a lot of people, as Julian Gressel joins us here from Atlanta United, a lot of people want to make it, okay, I might make it a thing, where it's a different vibe from Tata to Frank DeBoer. And Frank, because of the coming from the Dutch league, it's a more conservative style. Are we going to see United get back to that kind of flowing attacking style over the course of the year?
You know, I think we actually already have seen that in the last couple of games. You know, we obviously, you play a few teams that don't really try and play out of the back, so we couldn't really put our press on. But, you know, for them to play only long balls, for example, you know, I know Cincinnati, they played a ton of long balls. Even Philly, you know, they didn't have much of the ball. So we can't really press if the other team doesn't really let us, you know. So in that way, we're really trying to get back to those attacking ways. And then with the ball, it's always tough to play against a tight team, you know, that plays in the back in their final third that stays compact and makes the spaces really small. You know, we've always struggled, and I think every team struggles with that when teams are organized like that. So it's obviously something that we're working on, you know, because we feel like teams are going to be like that moving forward against us. And, you know, we still have to break them down and still have to be able to create more chances and score more goals. You know, that's obviously what we want to do as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. These other guys got a plan, too. I don't they realize it's supposed to be like a FIFA video game?
Exactly.
Hey, Julian, what about, speaking of opening things up, when I saw Franco Escobar, looks like he's moving around pretty good. I mean, a collarbone is a pain in the neck, literally. But how good is Escobar going to make this team?
Yeah, you know, it's good to have him back. He's been out ever since the first practice. So It's definitely good to see him back on the field and see him back healthy, you know, and hopefully the shoulder will hold up and he's not too hesitant to go into challenges and go into tackles. I know that that's still in the back of your head sometimes when you have injuries like that. But, yeah, it's good to have him back. You know, I obviously he's trained a few days now, so I don't really know yet of how much he's going to be involved in this Columbus game yet or whatever. But, you know, we got to give him time. He hasn't practiced or done much work in the last few weeks. So don't expect too much right away out of him, and just let's just have him ease it back into it and be ready when called upon, you know.
Julian, last one for me, a guy that a lot of us fans have just got to see a lot more of, guys that you probably know already, Miles Robinson. Talk about his emergence this year so far.
Yeah, Miles, you know, he's been playing really well, obviously, like everybody's been saying and everybody's been seeing, you know, and he's saved it, you know, he's been saving it for the last 2 years where you could see glimpses of it, you know, when he stepped up in the games that he played. I think he always did a very good job of coming into the team and then performing. And now, you know, that's what a few games do to a young player like that. When you really get the confidence, you play well, and then, you know, you get the confidence from the coach and the trust and everything. And then, yeah, he's a great defender. You know, and he's gotten a lot better on the ball offensively. So it's definitely something that, you know, I think he'll have a great season.
All right, man, before we cut you loose, Julian, how's married life changed you?
Hasn't really changed me at all, to be honest with you. Everything is pretty much still the same.
Good answer. You say every day is a thin slice of heaven. She's probably listening. All right, man. Hey, we always appreciate the time, Julian. Enjoy the time off. And, oh, by the way, did you have fun at the Hawks game the other night? You had to bring the hardware, bring the trophy.
Yeah, it was good. It's always good to bring the trophy out and show it around. You know, it's definitely something special. Never get old.
All right, big guy. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate
Thanks again
it,
for
Julian.
The time.
Appreciate it. You too.
Just a good dude, man. We've always had a great relationship with him. Julian lives right down the street here in Midtown Atlanta, by the way, so he gets a little chance to kind of rest up. That has been a grind, Randy, as you said.
Man.
We're just trying to get our heads around, you know, what is the real Atlanta United this year under Frank DeBoer? Will Petey Martinez come back from Argentina? He's going to be starting, by the way, with Lionel Messi, with the frontline Argentine players.
Big time.
So let's hope that
That's
he comes
so big.
Back. Right, gets his head right.
That's so big.
You're in this league. It's a strange league. You're in a strange land. First time in the States. It's been documented. He's about to ready to get the family up here. So let's hope. Because, like, if you've seen the highlight, you've seen the highlights of Petey Martinez.
He's sweet.
The stuff down in South America is unbelievable.
And Mike, you can tell the times when he gets in a 1v1 with The Rock.
Right.
You can tell. Look at him. I mean, he is so smooth. And some of those shots that he's taking, like, wow, looks like it's about to go in.
So as I said to Julian, just eventually when I get all these, you know, the rhythm down where you can read the other guy's moves and get him the ball, and hopefully we'll get it cooking. Because right now it's just, yes, I've said it 1,000 times. We're so spoiled because last year was just so much fun to watch. Hey, man, speaking of United, Atlanta soccer fans, join 92.9 The Game at Carriage Kia in Woodstock from noon to 2 on Saturday for a meet and greet with Atlanta soccer players Michael Parkhurst and Jeff Lorenowitz. Plus, Mike Cotty and Jason Longstreet will be broadcasting live all things Atlanta soccer. Plus, guys, cool prizes, a Michael Parkhurst jersey up for grabs. Again, guys, that's Carriage Q with 92.9 The Game coming up on Saturday. It's an off week with international break, so don't miss it. Yeah, a little Freudian slip. There was a time I used to be at the Cheetah right about now. Right about now, just getting good and lathered up during March Madness.
All day, huh?
All day doing the party. Yeah. Back in the day. Yeah. Back a long time ago, baby.
Those are some good times. I've had just a couple times got a chance to watch the first round in the shoe store.
Yeah, man.
Leave, it's take always, a shower, come back.
It's fun to watch the upsets go down, the buzzer beaters. One moment I know that everybody, if they've seen it, if you saw it live and in person, bananas. Marquette getting run by Murray State. This was one that a lot of people – matter of fact, this was one of the 12 versus 5s that everybody was talking about as you take Murray State.
Yes, I got it.
Marquette getting smoked 64-44 right now.
You know what they got next? Your Seminoles.
I know. Athleticism versus athleticism.
Did you see Ja Morant in that dunk?
Oh, dude. If Bob Rathbun could call that.
Stop.
What? Oh, my goodness. Ja Morant, he's got his phenobolies in that man's face. Unbelievable. Crotch overhead. How about these nuts?
I don't know.
Murray stayed up big.
I don't know how to do his color guy, so.
What's that, Stigger?
Let's see, I don't even know why I said that.
I tell you what, unbelievable. I tell you what, that Marquette player, 7 feet, a white guy, and he's got Ja Morant coming at you.
He's coming to get it, man. Coming to get it. Oh, man. Yeah.
Jockstrap in your face.
Woo. Brian Herbert, get us out of here.
Hope he had some axe on the undercarriage, because here it comes. There you go. There's a Bob Rappin for you. Those were, Brady, you said you wanted it. You got it, baby.
I didn't say I wanted it. What's today's my favorite? Armstead is my favorite.
Armstead doesn't care for March Madness. I'm just more focused on the football. Haven't been in the Stegman Arena in many years, Randy. Last time I was there, I believe Coach Durham was still here.
Coach Durham.
All right, game winner. Squid Billy had a great 90s question about movies. Your favorite guy movie from the 90s. Randy likes Friday. You like New Jack City.
Or Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, so don't come in here and bring us Titanic or...
Hold on, man. We can't do that, dude. You can
just... Guy movies from the 90s. I'm going to go with Casino, Goodfellas.
Guy movies.
Saving Private Ryan. 404-741-0929. That's the game winner tonight.
Now, your game time traffic.
And I'm going to go with Spice World at 1997. That's this type of guy's movie.
Hey, Squid Billy had a nice job today with Yeah Man, No Man about great movies from the 90s. Although the people who voted on this were a bunch of candy asses because they missed out on movies like The Big Lebowski and Boogie Nights, Friday.
I mean, come on, man.
We later found out it was a poll taken in Salt Lake City.
Nights.
That's why there's no black movies on
this.
Yeah,
there's not one. Yeah. Not one. But they sure got Death in a Funeral and all that other.
Three Weddings and a Funeral.
Yeah,
yeah, anything with Hugh Grant in it should not be on our list. This is a manly man's list for manly men and women who like to think like manly men. 404-741-0929. It's our game winner, your favorite 90s movies. Squid Billy has got the International Movie Database at his fingertips to make sure all your answers are in the 90s. Hey, man, you're on the radio. What you got? You're on the air.
That's you, my man.
Not really starting this segment off with a bang, but go ahead. And you're on the radio, buddy. It's our game winner tonight. Movies from the 90s for guys.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
This is Gay Keith up in Kennesaw.
Hey, what up, Keith?
Hey, man. I don't remember me, Randy.
Yeah, you my man.
Hey, I got a good one. I got a good one for you. I got a good one.
Look here.
The Last Boy Scout.
Oh, yes.
Damon Wayne.
Love the movie.
You want it in the head? You want it in the face? You want it in the gut?
Yeah. Tommy Cole.
Yeah. Couldn't stand the pain, could he? Sit over here with Uncle Shelley. I love that's one of my favorite bad guilty pleasure movies.
It was god awful.
And Bruce, what's the guy's name from Rizzoli and Isles? Squid, you know, Bruce, what's his name? Oh, he was played D-Day in Animal House. I ran into him over at the steakhouse over here on at the Federal.
Yeah, yeah. He's
Bruce.
Talking about the cop.
Yeah.
His partner.
It was his buddy. The Mustang blows up in the beginning. And I was, what a nice guy. He was here making some TV shows and fun dude. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for your favorite 90s guy movie?
Hey, man.
Man.
I like Point Break.
Yes.
You guys remember that scene where they're playing football on the beach?
Right,
yeah.
Johnny Utah.
To start the game, Patrick Swayze gets more return yards than Justin Hardy did all last year.
Hey, they should have never.
Look at Squid Billy.
He's so sad.
Do you want to get a job in public relations for the Falcons?
So mad.
You didn't hit the dump button on that. The guy just said Patrick Swayze had more return yards in that movie
Johnny
than
Utah
Justin Hardy.
Came out of nowhere and tackled him in the water.
Right.
That was a shame they remade that movie.
Seriously, that was 100 yards on the beach.
That was a god-awful movie. The second one, was terrible.
Yeah, because they had to be politically correct and stupid. But the first one was fantastic.
God-awful.
I am an FBI agent. Bodie, people trusted you and they died. You gotta go down,
Bodie.
Yeah, it went bad, Johnny.
That's why I said it, too.
That's what Randy and I, when we're screwing around drinking beers and stuff, I like to drop a little Keanu Reeves on you every now and again.
You do.
Whoa, I know jiu-jitsu. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for your best guy movie from the 90s?
Hey, man. I got three. Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Okay.
Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And my all-time favorite, Office Space.
Office Space.
Paper jam when there's no paper?
I like that. You don't like Office Space?
No, I don't like it.
Why don't you like it? It's low key.
It's corny.
Yeah, it's
funny. Is it Brian in there with the little
man? Clap? That movie's great.
It's
that movie's
good movie.
Funny.
No, it's
a good movie.
It's great.
Come on. You know, someday I'm going to burn this page to the ground.
No.
You believe you have my?
That's because Randy never had to work a regular job.
Work a regular job.
You never worked a regular job in your life. You're on the radio, buddy. It's our 90s guy movies. What do you got? Randy has no appreciation.
Forrest Gump. as that man say, boy, your mama sure do play about your education.
Forrest Gump. Okay, I think Forrest was like number three, wasn't he?
Of all the scenes,
11.
Yeah, but of all the scenes to replicate,
that's what
the guy chose to do.
Not the fact that he was running through the jungle after Vietnam.
Meeting Elvis.
Left everybody.
Right.
Meeting Elvis, you know.
Lieutenant Dan, magic legs.
She tasted like cigarettes.
And Jenny was singing. You're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for your favorite 90s guy movie?
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, this is the best. Unforgiven.
Ah, Clint Eastwood won an Oscar.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
That's right.
It was.
You bury him right. Well, I'll come back and...
Unforgiven was good.
You know, it's a slow burn to get there.
What about Tombstone? Because
I love Tombstone.
I love Tombstone. Look, Patrick Swayze. I'm bringing hell with
me. Oh, no, that's Kurt Russell.
I mean, Kurt Russell. Yeah, Kurt Russell.
Yeah, man.
But, yeah, love it.
The Val Kilmer's Doc Holliday is awesome.
Was he sick the whole movie?
Yeah, he's got tuberculosis.
He's sick the whole movie.
Play for death.
Yeah.
I'll be a huckleberry. Huh?
He was sick the whole movie.
That's why he moved out west.
Yeah, because he had to get in a dry climate. He
But I'm just saying, he played that character well. He just looked sick the whole movie.
Right.
Loved it.
Right. The scene with him and Ringo at the end is just money. It really is. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for your favorite guys movie, 90s?
How about Heat?
Nobody said Heat.
No one said Heat. Oh, yeah.
You and me, we love Michael Mann movies. Randy's in for Carl today, Randy Mack.
Yes, love Heat.
Now, all Michael Mann movies are 20 minutes too long. You got to chop it up a little bit.
Like I said, you're going to have to hit that extra energy boosted to make it through. But, yeah, Heat is on.
By the way, it's kind of, I don't know if this is a thing. I found this in almost every Michael Mann movie. Look it up. Helicopters. There's a helicopter scene in every Michael Mann movie.
Yeah, that one. Oh, yeah. And that cast they had.
Right.
It's one of those movies where you hate to see the bad guy lose.
When they meet at the coffee shop, it's a great scene. It's the only time, I believe it was the only time at that time, where De Niro and Pacino had been in the same scene at the same time, which was great. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for your favorite guy movies from the 90s?
Full Metal Jacket. Yeah. I wore my rifle.
I think that's 88, though. I think you missed out by two years in the 90s.
I'll take it, though. Right. This is my rifle. This is my gun.
Hey, man, you're on the air, Montfrere. What do you got?
Hey, man. Hey, Mike, this is Jan for Cumming, Georgia.
Hey, man.
Wanted to tell you, man, first, you hurt my feelings by choosing that other chump to bowl for your bowling team during the
Yeah, you got to blame Squidbilly on that one. He put together an awful partner. Our guys choked in our bowling tournament at Stars and Strikes tonight. We had the paper football championship, Randy.
We didn't do much better, Mike.
Well, I don't know, but you picked the ringers, and they were no ringers. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for us?
Hey, Shawshank Redemption and Apollo 13.
That was number one on the list. Apollo 13 was good.
Right. That's 90s, too, as well. Tom Hanks was killing it.
It was good.
Good job, man. There were some great guy movies, a bunch that they missed on this list. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got?
All right. It might not be, a favorite movie, but it's, one of my favorite movies, Quigley Down Under.
Quigley Down Under. That's
I never saw
Tom
that.
Selleck.
Yeah, I never saw that.
I cannot end on that note. You
got
the man
can't jump.
You got the final word, buddy. What do you got?
That's you.
Ah, screwed it up. You got 1 second to get this right. Your favorite guy movie from the 90s.
That's what I'm talking about, Menace to Society. Oh,
boom.
Dog.
Thank you. Hey, guys, Georgia State basketball viewing party is coming up tomorrow. 6 feet Under Pub and Fish House off Memorial. Great spot. 7 o'clock. Georgia State fans, go hang out, watch them. Hopefully take care of business against them Cougars of Houston. Plus, guys, there'll be all sorts of cool stuff. Some Hawks Pacers tickets. We gave away some Hawks tickets earlier tonight. Again, guys, over 6 feet Under with Georgia State. We'll wrap things up, and we'll head it downtown because we got Hawks in action against the Jazz right here on the game. All right, 1 foot out the door. Thanks to Julian Gressel, who joined us earlier today. Great job by Randy Mack. And we'll be back at it tomorrow to try and get it right. And today, if you missed all the March Madness, the big story earlier was Louisville going down to Minnesota. And then the big story now is Murray State, the absolute demolishing of Marquette. And they've got a young man that everybody's going to be talking about in the draft now. It's not just about Zion. More on that tomorrow. But by the way, Florida State, Murray State?
That's going to be a good
one. It's like
an
NBA game to watch all the athletes.
You're talking about. Yeah. And Florida State got the length that might bother.
Hey, we've only got about a minute to go. So real quick, guys, you want to clear your throat, Sam?
Sure. New fantasy podcast up on 99thegame.com. Two Dudes, Same Fantasy with me and my guy, Bo Johnson. Check it out.
Nice. I love the name. It's a little creepy. Squid, what you got?
Ichiro, it only takes 75% to be in the Hall of Fame. He is absolutely a first-ballot Hall of Famer.
Got to watch it this morning. It was pretty cool as you get this giant ovation for his final game as Seattle beat the A's in Tokyo. What you got?
RG3 has re-signed with the Baltimore Ravens to be the backup quarterback to Lamar Jackson.
Nice. Hey, I don't want to sound goofy or nothing. Not for nothing, Randy. You're a fine-looking man. How many pounds have you lost?
I'm down like 28. This morning, it was 28 and a half. So,
hey,
dude.
We have a bunch of listeners that are trying to lose weight. A lot of guys are hitting us up on Twitter and stuff. It's discipline. You got to have it.
What it is, Mike. It's all about discipline, working out, eating right.
Hey, and I've got none of that. Just walk the park. I'm ready to have a heart attack. If you love the show.
Tell your friends.
If you don't.
We'll find out why men don't have nipples.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.